This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a new security agreement with Ukraine on Thursday to pledge America's long-term support to the country during his meeting with leaders of the Group of Seven democracies in Italy. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
The deal, signed on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy, aims to commit future U.S. administrations to support Ukraine, even if former President Donald Trump wins November's election, officials said.
Our goal is to strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term.
This is an agreement on steps to guarantee sustainable peace, and therefore it benefits everyone in the world, because the Russian war against Ukraine is a real, real global threat.
The agreement indicates the U.S. will provide weapons and ammunition and intelligence sharing, and is meant to be a step toward Ukraine's eventual NATO membership.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. Officials say U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich, jailed in Russia on espionage charges, is set to stand trial. AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
The Wall Street Journal reporter has been in a Russian prison accused of espionage. Authorities say he'll stand trial in the Ural Mountain city of Yekaterinburg. The prosecutor general's office said Gershkovich is accused of gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a facility that produces and repairs military equipment. This is the first time details of the accusations against him have been revealed. If convicted, Gershkovich faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Karen Chamas.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a bid by anti-abortion groups and doctors to restrict access to the abortion pill, handing a victory on Thursday to President Joe Biden's administration in its efforts to preserve broad access to the drug. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
It hands a victory to President Joe Biden's administration in its efforts to preserve broad access to the drug. And it marked defeat for the plaintiffs, who argued that the Food and Drug Administration acted contrary to its mandate to ensure medications are safe when it eased the restrictions on the drug. In a 9-0 decision authored by conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the court ruled that the plaintiffs behind the lawsuit lacked the necessary legal standing to pursue the case. A ruling in favor of the plaintiffs could have threatened the regulatory authority of the FDA over drug safety. The case represented another front in the intensifying battle over abortion rights in the United States.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. The U.S. says the Iranian-backed Houthis launched two anti-ship cruise missiles and struck a commercial ship in the Gulf of Aden off Yemen, setting it on fire and severely injuring one civilian mariner. U.S. Central Command says the MV Verbena was still ablaze and the mariner was flown by U.S. helicopter based on the USS Philippine Sea to another nearby ship for medical treatment. Central Command says the Verbena is a Poloyan-flagged, Ukrainian-owned, and Polish-operated bulk cargo carrier that was on its way to Italy carrying wood. The Houthis did not immediately acknowledge Thursday's attack. They've been attacking ships since November during the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Ukrainian winemakers visit California's Napa Valley to learn how to heal war-ravaged vineyards. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Georgie Molchanov knows how to cultivate grapes, but it's tough to do with undetonated mines all around.
We have one rocket directly in my vineyard and plenty close to 1 yard.
Molchanov and Svetlana Sybak went to California to try to reclaim and heal wounded land.
Yes, war is in our soul, in our life, but we need to continue our life.
Violet Gergich's Napa Valley Winery is working with other organizations to do things like safely detonate those mines and work on soil health.
Seeing horrible things happening in the world, we want to do what we can to help.
Sybek says Russian troops are staked out about 4 miles from her vineyard, but the war hasn't directly affected operations. I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN Security Council has adopted a resolution demanding that Sudan's paramilitary force halt its siege of the only capital in the vast western region of Darfur that it doesn't control. The resolution was adopted Thursday by a vote of 14-0, with Russia abstaining. It expresses, quote, grave concern at the spreading violence and credible reports that the paramilitary rapid support forces are carrying out, quote, ethnically motivated violence. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope. VOA News.